a number of issues that come up in Sfiras HaOmer. I'll raise a question or two, and then we'll figure out a way to answer it. Question number one, let's say the rabbi of a shul typically recites the bracha and counts Sfira out loud in front of the shul, and the unfortunate circumstances might find that he forgets a day for whatever reason. And now he's going to be, embarrassed, so to say, you know, if the rabbi is supposed to remember this count Sfira, right? So, is there a solution, or would we allow him to count with the bracha, special rabbinic dispensation for rabbis? Would we have such a thing? We'll talk about why that might be a possibility or not. That's question number one. Number two is, we know that Shavuos is the yontif of Gerim. Rus is the paradigmatic Gioras, and therefore it would make sense that if a person is in the Gerus process, one might think that they would want to be Megaya right before Shavuos, which is their yontif in a sense. So if a person is Megayer shortly before Shavuos, so how would they count Sfiras HaOmer? Would they not count Sfiras HaOmer with the bracha, without it? I mean, they could certainly, it doesn't hurt to count, but would they count Sfiras HaOmer with the bracha for the last few days of the counting? I'm not sure what the practice of people in the Geirus process, if they say brachas before their game, maybe they do, I'm not sure, I don't know. But that's another question. A third question, which is sort of the same question, but a little bit different, is if you have a boy who's becoming bar mitzvah around this time of the year, so he's counting beforehand and he's counting afterwards, but the counting afterwards is a counting of chiyuv, and perhaps the counting that he had before was a counting that was not a counting of chiyuv, so should he also continue counting with the bracha without a bracha? So to answer all these different questions, I want to raise one point, and that point will give us clarity in the different questions that we ask. That question, the point is the question of what's the halakha if a person misses a day. So if a person misses a day, so the majority of the Rishonim say, so you missed a day, so if a person misses tefillin one day, what should they do the next day? They should put on tefillin, with a bracha, without a bracha. With a bracha, so they missed a day with tefillin, so the next day they'll put on tefillin with a bracha. So most Rishonim say the same thing by Sfiras HaOmer. You have 49 mitzvahs, you miss day 29, so go ahead and count with the bracha on day 30. That's what most of the Rishonim hold, that's what Tosafos holds, but there's the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag is of the opinion that if you miss a day, you cannot continue counting with the bracha. Clearly the Bahag understands, or not so clearly, but perhaps the Bahag understands that Sfiras HaOmer is not 49 different mitzvahs, but rather one big conglomerate of a mitzvah. And therefore, if you're missing one of the parts, one of the legs of this 49-legged centipede, well, it's not a centipede, because it's not 100, but it's if Sfiras HaOmer is like a 49-legged centipede, you're missing one of the legs. You don't got your centipede anymore. You don't have the mitzvah anymore. It's not a full mitzvah. So that's the Bahag's opinion. I want to share with you a few words of the Aruch HaShulchan in his analysis of this Bahag. Listen to the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Bahag writes that if you forget a day entirely, whether it's the first day, it doesn't matter if it's the first day or any other day, you should count the rest of the days without a bracha. Because you're lacking, why does the Bahag say this? Because the Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyani, you have to have Tamimos. Full, complete days. That tells us that it has to be a full counting from A to Z, from 1 till 49. And if you miss one of those days, it's no longer Tamimos. That's quoting the Bahag. Then he says the following. V'tamhu ha-kadmonim al din zeh. All of the Rishonim question this opinion of the Bahag. Nobody understands why this should be. Where did the Bahag get it from? He made up a drasha. Ach, concludes the Aruch HaShulchan, kevan de dvarav divrei kabbalah. Even though we don't understand it, everybody disagrees with him, but the Bahag was the Bahag. Dvarav Divrei Kabbalah. He has a Masorah that we can't call into question. So even though we disagree with him, we don't understand what he's saying. Nevertheless, Hamacha Halacha Umorin Kane. We will reckon his Shita when it comes to Paskin. Therefore, of course, we know what we hold. Therefore, if we miss a day, we will not continue counting with the Bracha as Rov Rishon should permit, but rather we'll take the Bahag into consideration, and we will count, but without a bracha. However, he concludes, since really we don't pass like that, Bahag. Really, the main Rishonim pass that if you miss a day, continue counting with a bracha. Okay, so we will err on the side of caution, but concludes Aruch HaShulchan, if a person is misupik if you missed one day, let's say you just don't remember day 9, did you count it, did you not? I just don't remember. I missed Marv and Shul that night, I was at home, I had a wedding, and the next day, I just totally forgot, because usually I count at 9, usually day 9, you don't remember if you missed or you didn't miss. So, says the Aruch HaShulchan, listen to how he says it, says, since the Bahag itself is a big Chiddush, meaning if I definitely know I missed, even there it's a Chiddush of the Bahag that I can't continue counting with the Bracha, if you're not even sure if you missed or not, you don't have to be machmir for that Bahag. And therefore you can continue counting with a Bracha. He doesn't say Sveksveka. He says, since the Bahag, anyway, we really don't paskin like, he's saying a Chiddush on his own, so if you're not even sure about it, then you don't have to be worried about his Chiddush, and you can continue counting with the Bracha. Now, what the Aruch HaShulchan clearly says, that Me'ikr Me'ikr Hadin, we really hold that you could continue counting with the Bracha, but again, it's just safer to, you know, you can fulfill the mitzvah without the Bracha, so just omit the Bracha and, you know, to keep on counting just without a Bracha. Fine. Now let's come to the reckless rabbi, Shaila. I don't know if that's a good term. The rabbi who forgot to count Sfira one day, and now he's going to be embarrassed for the rest of Sfira. So what's the question now? The question is, I just told you, the Aruch HaShulchan just told us, that Rov Rishonim really hold that you can continue counting with the Bracha even if you forgot a day. So now you have a question of, the poor rabbi is going to be shamed for the next 3 weeks. He's going to be embarrassed. He's going to be shamed. So, kavod habriyas, embarrassment. Maybe we could rely on the Ikar Hadin, the Rov Rishonim, who indeed hold that even if you miss a day, you can continue counting the day. That's the question that the rabbi wants to put forth to help himself, fellow rabbis. So, could you have this kula? I think in Lomdus it sounds good. But it's Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says no. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that since it's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, even though, again, I told you that Rov Rishonim don't really hold like this bag, Rov Rishonim say you can't continue counting with a bracha, but Lamais, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and it says that if you forgot to count, you should not continue counting the bracha, so even though you have a good Lomdus, says you shouldn't go against the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore you should not count with the bracha. But he has a solution, very simple solution. If the rabbi is smart enough, the rabbi could say to somebody, whisper to somebody right beforehand, say, "Do me a favor. I'm making the bracha for you. You're being yotzei with my bracha. I don't make a bracha anymore, and the bracha that I made wasn't for myself; it was for you, and therefore." Once we could figure out a way that would be mutter for the rabbi to not end up being shamed. With this idea, we could also just shed light on the other shaila, about a ger or a bar mitzvah boy. Since Rov Rishonim indeed hold that you could continue counting with a bracha, so the poskim do say that if a bar mitzvah boy, well, a bar mitzvah boy is easier because before he was counting, and he had he was counting at least al tzchinuch, a chiyav, however you want to, it might be a chiyav on the father. Right, some hold that it's a chiv on the first child, some of the Rishonim hold the child doesn't have a chiv, but the father has a chiv. But either way, he's been counting and he's going to continue to count. So yes, it's a different type of count, it's a different quality of counting, Deraisa versus Derabanan, but nevertheless, as long as he hasn't missed a day, then he can continue to count with the bracha till the end. But if the bar mitzvah boy forgot a day, let's say he forgot day 9, and he becomes bar mitzvah on day 20, so day 21 he can't count with the bracha because even though what he forgot was before he had the chiyuv, nevertheless, he still doesn't have the full stretch of tmimas.